Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss these featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows. Featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. God of Justice, Sovereign Prophetic. Faith and the Idolatry King. Featured on danaglennsmith.com. Deceived, Sin, Skin, and That Within. In the Dark of the Night, There is Hope. The Law of Change and Bible Prophecy. Way of Truth, False Prophets, and Heresies. Featured on warn-usa.com, Ominous Babylon, Prophetic Book, Part 102 on Battle Line. Book of Hebrews, Son of God, Jesus Christ, Part 1. Christian Persecution Today, the Gospel News on Classic Warn Radio. And don't miss these WIBR Warn Radio weekly shows from March 6th through March 8th. Advocacy, March 6th. My Namesake, America's Revival, Battle for Truth, Miraculous Spreading Gospel, Christian Persecution. Battle Lines, March 7th. Salvation Cometh, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 208. Sound the Shofar, March 8th. The Word of the Lord, My Name, My Glory, Part 9. Be sure to get your copy of The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith, a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, and the love of two people set amid the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Check out The Rising. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart. The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another Friday. Now, Fridays may not mean much to you, and that's okay. But around here, we like Fridays. It means another successful week of keeping the Word of God on the websites, keeping the Word of God in our broadcasts, and another week to plug on for the Lord. This week, the Word of the Lord over all nations, part 10. Now, our Friday edition is a little different than the others. This is one where I have commentary in the beginning, various things, small speak, nothing serious. Well, some things can be serious. And then we go into the Word of God. And it's only an hour. An hour goes by quick. A lot of things are going on. And yesterday I saw something about cannibals. Yeah. The early missionaries that sailed in those old clipper ships to various parts of the world, especially when they got in places like Indonesia or even other places on the other side of the southern continent here, out in the Pacific, then you go down lower, the region off the South American coast. Many of them ran into trouble. They were martyred. And there were areas in South America where missionaries met up with cannibals. I'm sure you're familiar with cannibals. Those are the humans that eat other humans. And I could tell you some stories about that. But I learned today that cannibals are in Haiti, which doesn't surprise me because of their various proclivities for the dark side there. And it does not surprise me that the whole thing is in chaos. When Santeria was their main religion, which involves demons and darkness, even though they don't realize it. It's not a Christian nation. You know, it's hard to think of any that is anymore. You know, one time we used to think America was a Christian nation, and it was changed a lot. It's not like, this is not the America that I grew up in. And I've said this many times. I was told, unequivocally, which accompanied with numerous visions, that America as I know it would cease to exist. And beginning this, I really didn't know what to think. And then the Lord began dealing with me, revealing to me things. And then the Lord called us out about a little over 25 years ago to do this end time ministry that we're doing now, which involves the internet, getting the word over the internet, getting it into areas that, you know, is hard to find the Word of God. And we also have an advocacy show for the persecuted church. And we also make it a point there are certain ministries that we have a list of, and we have a certain amount of support that we give out. Now, we don't have, matter of fact, I don't even advertise, you know, for people to support us. I have put a couple of things up recently because a Spreaker who started a fundraising thing for all of their podcasters and were on it. They put everybody on it. But at any rate, you know, now today, you know, it made the news. Should we allow cannibals in the United States? Well, I'll tell you the answer. Now, if you can meet them at the border with American missionaries or American preachers that aren't backslid, and tell them that you can't be a cannibal here, even if they're willing to eat dead corpses, but make no mistake, in America, there is a certain portion of society that's accepted socialism. They've accepted communism. They've rejected, you know, America as it used to be. They've rejected the morals of yesterday. There's a lot of pagan children out there. There's a lot of demonic possession in America today. And there's a lot of demonic oppression. There's a lot of churches that are not where they need to be. The whole file of every church, every preacher, every church, every Christian in America needs to repent right now. And if that was to happen, I would join you. I mean, I repent all the time. And there are reasons. I'm not going to go into theological things. But we do not need cannibals in America. But we have a lot of other things going on. And we don't need them either. Like all the gangs and the prison members who were let out on purpose by Maduro. And the latest word is he's going to let out more prisoners, or he already has. And these are murderers. And they're coming up. And so, you know, the bottom line of it is that we don't need them either. But there's another bottom to that bottom line. And that is these gang members, many of them young, they need to repent, they need to find the Lord and be healed. Nicky Cruz, one of the most infamous gang leaders, you know, in New York, was led to the Lord by David Wilkerson. And that wasn't all. David was an open spokesman and a preacher for the Lord and a watchman. And his son is preaching today, has a church. But the thing of it is, all the kids that, and there's a lot of demon possession, like I said, and these kids need to be cleansed, delivered, and helped. And the people that are pushing all the transgender stuff, there's a big amount of suicide going on among males that are transgender. There's a lot of problems in this country. And, you know, having an extra 10 million illegals come in that the Democrats
and Biden have not bothered to stop. That does not help America. But America, as we know it, has ceased to exist. That's unequivocal. Our morals have changed. Our generations have changed. They do not accept America and its Constitution. They do not accept any of that. And the place that they're going is a place you, as a country, don't want to go. And, of course, where the world is going, it's already been laid out in the book. And right now, the signs are very strong that that's exactly where we're headed. And so today, I can tell you that not only do the cannibals need to be saved and delivered, and God can deliver them, because there's been magnificent testimonies given by missionaries and who even done films of the conversion of entire tribes who were cannibals. God can change anybody. Some of the most dynamic testimonies are still going on today. Some of the best revivals are going on right now. And on our Wednesday show this week, we did the story of a church in India that has 300,000 members. And I forgot, I think it was 11, maybe bigger than that, satellite churches. And they plan on creating a whole bunch more super churches like the one this guy has. He started. A former Hindu that God saved and called has a church with 300,000 constituents, all from a country that, of course, they've known missionaries for a long time over there in India. But there's Muslims over there, there's Hindus, there's Sikhs. People need to get saved, and there's a lot of them. Unfortunately for us in America, many of our kids don't see it. But we have a lot of people around the world that are getting saved. Muslims, Hindus, and others. And you know, and for all those who think that black is beautiful, white is dirty, you know, etc., I got news for you. Sin is not in the color of your skin. Sin is that which is within. And only the Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse the sin within. So you need to get off this racial thing that many of you are. And I'm referring to this little young white girl that got beat half to death. They crushed her skull practically. And she was in serious condition. When a big black girl, there was a gang fight, a big black girl about a head taller and a lot bigger, beat the living daylights out of her because she managed to get on top of her and she beat her head in the concrete. Now see, the hatred is going to send you to hell. And you can be black and pretty black, and you can be gorgeous, but baby, if your ass is ugly on the inside, if your heart is blackened and you hate, you ain't going to make it into heaven, and you'll be in a place a lot worse. And I'm addressing this not just to black brothers and sisters in America, but Hispanics and Asians and every nationality and race there is, including the whites or the Caucasians. Okay? We need to get over this, because that alone is enough to destroy this country. Okay, we're done. That is the commentary part. Now, we are in part 10, as I said before. The Lord our God is sovereign over all nations. Now, this doesn't mean a whit whether the nations know it or not, or believe it or not, or even accept it. But one day they will find themselves on the coming day of judgment of nations and of men. And God is going to, He is the Lord over all agencies. And He will judge, every attorney. Anybody with power, anybody that did anything, He will judge. And He will judge the others too. But we have corrupt judges in America. And we have corruption in our political parties. We have bias in our political parties. We have bias in our social media. America is not going to stand if we continue to do that. There will always be a land here, and the Rocky Mountains will still shine and be beautiful. But man will be dead. There will be no social or civil society because we couldn't get along, and we allowed our own hatred and biases and garbage to get in the way of the truth of God. God has better things for us than for us to sit around and let our kids beat the hell out of one another and kill each other. We've got better things than to do than to bring in and allow Soros with his dirty money. And he's going to rot in hell for what he's done. And his Alex is headed the same way if he don't repent. And a long time ago, George Soros talked about being God. Because with his money, he could influence nations as God could, he thought. But his money is going to send him to hell, as well as his dirty heart, for what he's done. Because his money that he's given is responsible for why there's a lot of people right now that have gotten killed in America. California is one of the worst, and yet Newsom has no clue. Today we find many people and groups and others who are lawless. They're filled with murder, envy, lust, blood, guilt, and rebellion, just to name a few items. Now make no mistake, Christ Jesus came to deliver the human race from its sentence of death because of sins. Just as there are those who are innocent and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, it is also certain many have rejected the deliverance God has provided through the atonement by Jesus Christ. The Lord is over all nations. Even though the nations of men and women think themselves answerable to no one. And today we're going to look at a few scriptures about this reigning power. Now, being as the great tribulation is coming, we talk about Mystery Babylon. We're going to not go into depth. But Mystery Babylon was so corrupt. And of course, it was the reigning power and glory during the tribulation. And of course, the harlot that was sitting on the beast is responsible for the delusions. Revelation 14:8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now you see, people were giddy over the fornication that they're doing. They're happy, as if they're drunk, and they become happy. See, the wine of the fornication, but this is the wine of the wrath. Now see, before the wrath of God falls on them, there's the wine of her fornication. That they do these things, and because they are filled with demons when they do them, they're joyful. They're happy. Some of them, however, after a while, are not happy. That's included when you talk about transgender. We need to think about what we're doing. And there's other things. People become unhappy, whether you're transgender or you're not transgender, whether you're married or not married, no matter what religion you're in, what faith you're in. People today have trouble. The Lord even said, in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. But in order to overcome the world, you got to be with Christ. That's why 1 John says, if we walk in the light as he, meaning Christ, is the light, if we walk in the light as he walks in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Why? Because you're repented, you're following the Lord, and as Christ walked in the light of righteousness and of his Father, so we walk that way. And when we walk as Jesus walked, you can read this in 1 John chapter 1, we have fellowship one with another, and then the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a continual thing. You're walking with the Lord, you're in good favor. You're walking in the light as he is in the light. You don't say you're a Christian and go commit adultery and stand up and say, what a good boy am I. You don't commit murder. You don't beat the daylights out of people and cause them to die. And then say, I'm fine. You don't run around as a gang member shooting up the city. You don't go around stealing and thieving, thinking it's okay. It's not okay. Babylon was so bad. And she just wasn't a city. She was a vile place that glorified all that was against God. And of course, the nations made money off of her. That's quite clear. She was a big nation, kind of like America. And you could even say that Babylon at one time was pretty good. Now, this isn't the old Babylon. This is mystery Babylon. That's why it's a mystery. See, there's another mystery Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians 2. It's called the mystery of iniquity. The mystery about iniquity is, how does it get so bad? And how does it take over so many? Well, see, it's going to end one day. You don't want iniquity taking you over. You don't want to give yourself to the devil and his minions You don't want those wicked, evil spirits within you. But, you know, when I was in Bible school, there was a couple, and they were young couples, and they had graduated Bible school, and they went to Seattle, worked on the streets, they had a coffee house, and they tried to reach the population, but where they set up shop was dealing with the homosexual community. This was many, many, many years ago. And some guy came in to their thing, their coffee house, and they sat down and talked with him. They were having their drinks, you know, coffee, tea, pop, whatever. They had snacks, I'm sure. They said, Christ can deliver you from your lust. Or in other words, your sins. The lust causes you to sin. And it's overpowering. Because it's a demon inside of you. It's an unclean spirit. And the guy looked at him. He says, but I like this lust. And he got up and walked out the door. There's many that like the lust. They like running around and shooting up the streets. And if they hit somebody, so who cares? They like going into the store and being the big mucky mucks and stealing whatever they want. They like going up to someone that rebuffed them and shooting them in the back. Or even from the front. And this spirit of iniquity is throughout America, but it's not just America. It's in all the nations. But you see, the difference between America and a lot of these others is at the beginning of this country, those Christians who came here because they were getting away from the persecution of Great Britain and their church. And they prayed, made a prayer to God, and said that they would use this land for the faith of Christ. And you can read their prayers. Another group had the Mayflower Compact that they signed. The other one, today they have a marker where they first landed in their prayer that they prayed. Well, God heard them because there was, you know, before we became a union, there was a lot of different denominations of churches and people here. And even in the Old West, there was missionaries going out, and they were going out to reach the Indians and the cowboys and the gunslingers. It was a tough life. But see, there was a difference. When the world went through World War I and then World War II, America was doing good. The only problem of it is when Japan hit us, they destroyed most of our fleet of ships. Now, my grandfather was a graduate. He held a 4-year degree. He went to work for the government. And he held numerous positions, but one of them was being stationed in Catalina Island. And he is responsible for offshore for all the beds that people weren't supposed to get into. These are fishing beds. The the abalone and various other things. So that was the avenue or the area that my dad and his brother and sister were raised in. Beautiful. But when World War II hit, Granddad said to Dad, who was the oldest then, grab a rifle, go down to the wharf, and shoot anything that you see coming down in a parachute. So he did. He went out there, and he stood out there because they were right on the ocean. They expected an invasion of Japan any time. He later, because he was a senior, he graduated, and was in the South Pacific as a medic, Navy corpsman, rather. And he came home and wanted to be a doctor, so he tried college. But because of the war and the things he experienced, he couldn't focus enough. He couldn't stay there. So he came to where we are now and had a family, got married and had a family. He lived to just a few years before 90. Now you see, they weren't the only ones that were looking down the barrel of the gun at Japan. America was in trouble, and she pulled together, and the women were in the factories doing what they can to build ships and arms and stuff, and the men were on what ships we had left, and they were over fighting Hitler, and another group was over fighting Japan. And they are a fierce people. I don't know how they are today. But you see, my dad was a Christian. He had gotten saved during the Azusa Street revivals. Grandma was a Christian, and she took her kids, and Dad was the only one that received the Lord. And so he was going to be drafted. So our family told him to volunteer. Grandpa was in the Navy, so he joined the Navy, went to corpsman school. He said, I don't want to kill anybody. Why? Because he was a Christian. So they put him as a corpsman so he could help heal the people. I don't want to kill anybody anyway. Not me. But if you break into my house and start hurting whoever's in here, then I'm going to shoot your ass. And I will shoot to kill. I know how to do that. I was in the Navy as well. But they didn't. I learned all this out here hunting and camping, being in the mountains, living in a tent when it was colder than blue blazes. Revelation 15:4, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come. And worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest or plain. And Revelation 18:3. Now we're talking about all nations, see? And this is what we're looking at. The decrees involving the entire world. Revelation 14:8, I read that. Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all the nations drink the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Because she was the key. Everybody thought it was neat, so if Babylon did it, they did it. And Revelation 15:4, all nations. It says, all nations shall come and worship before thee. And they will. Nations are made up of people. And there's going to be people from all nations who are saved that will be there in heaven. The scripture that says, the nations of them that are saved will be there. Revelation 18:3, all nations again. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. This is the whore. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And that's not just the merchants, that's also the political things. Like AOC, you know, she was a bartender. We all know where she came from. And she's worth millions today. She hasn't even been in there that long. How'd she get millions? Where'd she get it from? From millionaires. So she would vote and do what they tell her to do. Nancy Pelosi and her husband has multiple millions. How did they get it? Well, you can think on that. We have a lot of our politicians who've been there all their life. They've made millions. They're rich. And that's why everything's so screwed up. Because they're paid partisans. Money, power, and influence. When our country began, they didn't want to pay these senators to be professional politicians because they knew in the end they would change the laws, and then the people would be subject to the politicians and what they have to say instead of the politicians being subjected to the people. And that's the way it is in America today. And you want to know why America's going to hell? It's because of sins. America's going to hell because of the sins of everyone, including the politicians, and the biased nature. And that's why when you put people in, doesn't do any good. There is one exception, Trump. He's a millionaire. He doesn't need the money. So he went in there and they hated him. Why? Because he wanted to help everybody. You know, even the blacks are voting for him. Why? Because they love him. Why? Because he did something for them. And I think he's right. You know, we need to teach these people in the inner cities. And they're not just blacks in there. There's whites, too. And there's all nationalities. We need to give them a way to make a life. You know, there's preachers. I've heard some of the best preachers in the world who are black brothers. And boy, they got it going. And guess where they minister? In some of the hardest areas. Martin Luther King, when he was coming and doing what he did, he didn't want to destroy America. He wanted to make America better so little black children could play with little white children and they wouldn't hate one another. For that, he got assassinated. So 18:3, that's what I just read. The merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Yeah. You know, when they have a COVID shot, guess what? You got to take it, right? They shut down the churches and everything else. You have a criminal, you know, some criminals up there. If you look at the UN, there's a lot of socialist nations up there. Every one of them in the past have voted against America. And they're the ones that are helping to fund the overflow of illegals into this country. Revelation 18:23, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. This is in Babylon. This is after the judgment. And the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. In other words, no more of that. For thy merchants are the great men of the earth, and by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. So Revelation 18:3, Revelation 18:23, Revelation 15:4. I'll discuss all the nations. Judgment, deception, money, fornication, being rich. Why? Because all their money didn't do any good. Didn't give them any morals. They just made things worse. Psalm 9:7 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. I used to quote that one a lot. Psalm 9:17. Okay, did you get that? The wicked will be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Christ came to save all people. He has provided the blood of the atonement, which was needed. That's why he had to go to the cross. A permanent atonement for mankind. Because God had determined that it was by the blood that atonement would be made. Because the blood is the life within our bodies. And that's exactly why Satan likes blood rituals of drinking and also killing little babies on the altar. He likes this kind of sacrifice. Because while Christ shed his blood to save people, the devil sheds his blood to thwart God. Isaiah 52:10, the Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Everything you see going on now, everybody is going to make an account of what they've done. You won't have to keep notes of everybody that is picking on you. Because the Lord knows. But I can tell you today, Christian, we need to stand up. You need to stand up in prayer first. Don't stand up and start shooting your mouth off until you stand up in prayer. Develop a relationship with the Lord. One of the things I do every morning, I have loved ones, as everybody has loved ones, and I pray for them every day. To have a good day, to be protected. To keep them from the evil. You know, the Lord prayed for us. Said, Father, I pray thee that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. See, all you hoping in the rapture, you want the Lord to rapture you out of the world, but Jesus prayed to keep us in the world. But see, he also said about when he goes away, he would come again. And he would receive us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. And so, many people today, many Christians in America, because that's what we were all taught, all of us, practically. Bible school, I was taught the pre-trib rapture. When I was a pastor and a youth pastor, pre-trib rapture. I don't worry about the pre-trib rapture. I look to the Lord. Whenever he's ready, he'll be here. And what will we do? What will he do? He will receive you unto himself. And that's what we want. Now, John wrote that down. Isaiah 61:11, the Lord God of all the nations. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God, now listen, will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. These are the nations that are saved. And there's nations of those who were unsaved, because they rejected the Messiah. There's others that didn't listen. Do not do that. They don't listen. And so when you talk about who's in charge, don't look to the UN. Now, they're a man-made organization. That's okay. But they're not my savior. Joe Biden isn't my savior. The reason we're in a mess today is not just because of Joe Biden. Matter of fact, he's being taken advantage of by the Democratic Party, because anybody with any kind of common sense and love would have stopped that man from doing what he's doing. But some say he's been doing that all his life. Well, he'll answer to the Lord for that. But the reason we're in trouble is not just because Joe Biden, many think, is the worst president that's ever been here. He's been manipulated the whole way. When they were pressing him a few months back to close down the border, he says, they won't let me. He says, I will ask, but they won't let me close the border. Who won't let you? Well, I'll give you a clue. His first name begins with an O, and he's not, he won't be up there by himself doing it. He has people that work for him that are with Biden, that guide him. They already know the agenda. But see, I got news for you. Jeremiah 10:10. Bless Jeremiah. He had one of the worst jobs in the world. Try to turn Judah back around. Tell him that don't go through captivity and 70 years in captivity. You see, the 70 years in captivity were long enough to destroy almost an entire generation, leaving the kids. Jeremiah 10:10, but the Lord is the true God. He is a living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. See, you don't have to worry about abiding his indignation if you know the Lord. You see, in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he tells you that because that Word became Yahshua the Savior, Jesus. He's the one that died on the cross for your sins. But he was resurrected, seen alive. There's proof. He went to his own, and his own received him not. And they didn't. And it's really ironic. And I've gone through that on this show numerous times. But they could have known if they would have done their research. No prophet comes out of Galilee. That's where he was. But he was born in Bethlehem. We know that. The shepherds saw it. The three kings that came there, or the kings of the east. The king that was alive at the time knew it. The only ones that did know who he was the high priest, the chief priest, the Sanhedrin. There's a few of them that did. But to as many as did receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. That's in John 1. John 3 says you must be born again of the Spirit. 1 John 1 says we must walk in the light as he is in the light. Romans about 3 through 7 tells you about the sin part you have to confess. It's in Scripture. That's why you need to read Scripture. And you need to understand that it's your responsibility to pay attention and lead your children in the right way. And that's why now next time we're going to talk about Nineveh. I'm not going to make it through that. But seek the Lord. Truly. Read those scriptures. Receive him as your Savior. You must be born again by the Spirit. Confess your sins. Romans 3:7 tells you about that. Walk in his light as he would walk. Read the Gospel of John every day for as long as you do it. I'm up at 4 in the morning, usually. And I sit at my desk, and I've got a little way in here, and I spend that morning time focusing on the Lord and relaxing. And I'll listen to the Gospel of John, because the Lord makes known in me certain portions, and I know what I'm supposed to look at and study further. I know. That's the way it works. I knew what was going to happen in the 2020 election long before anybody's even talking about really what was going to happen. I knew it. I knew about a lot of other things, not because I'm smart, but because the Lord makes them known to me. I knew about America as I knew it would cease to exist decades before it ever happened. I've known it all along, only because of the Lord. Be safe, be blessed, my friends. Seek the Lord. In Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word in Jesus' name. Until next time. Shalom, everybody. Remember, you can go to our websites. Check them out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.